Welcome to another episode of Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast, live from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue at 5250 East 22nd Street, Tucson, Arizona. Well, I'm here with the doctor. Dr. Andre Jones, my co-host.
Hey, man.
Hey.
It's a beautiful Thursday morning.
Yeah, it is a beautiful Thursday morning. We're live at the restaurant.
Absolutely.
All right.
And it feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yeah.
So, what's going on in your barbecue world?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. I've been playing with flavor.
Flavor.
From last week's show.
Flavor, right? Yeah.
Flavor, mm-hmm. Seasoning. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like jazzing it up in the kitchen, seeing what other... You know, you can do a lot with eggs and seasoning.
Eggs?
You know that? Yeah. Hmm. You can spice up eggs like it's no tomorrow
with the best seasoning ever.
With
some, a scramble or whatever. Mm-hmm. Put some different seasonings in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a little green pepper, some onion in there, some red pepper. Like jazz it up.
So you've been jazzing up eggs.
Yeah, when I have to. I'm trying to jazz up breakfast somehow. My dinner game is pretty much on point, but now my breakfast game is slacking.
Now you're working on your breakfast game.
Yeah, the kid complains. I don't want this again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing every day. Yeah. What's going on?
Now you're mixing it up.
Yeah, yeah. Man, variety is good.
You know, it's best to have a wide range of foods in your diet.
I agree.
Yeah, it keeps you. I mean, really keeps you from developing any food sensitivities by eating the same stuff all the time.
Very true. And being bored of what you're eating.
And that too.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Like, here I am again.
There you go.
Eating the same thing as I ate last week.
Yeah.
And the week before that. Mm-hmm. It's not good. How about you?
What's going on in your kitchen? Well, with me, you know, I think we mentioned about football season starting, college, pro, high school, and, you know, that is a great time for folks who like to entertain with barbecue.
Very true. This is like your favorite time of year. You like light up when it's tailgate season.
Right. It's tailgate season. It's folks coming by for the game season. All of that.
Who's your team? By the way, are you allowed to say who your team is?
Well, you know. It just depends, you know, what we're talking about.
Okay.
You know, if we're talking about pro, you know, college, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
you're just not going to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm going to decline to answer that question at the moment. Maybe, you know, as we go a little further in the season.
You'll drop some hints, maybe.
But I can just tell you at the restaurant, you know, we've got a battle at the restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we have a contingent that's silver and black.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
And then we have Cowboy fans. And also some Philadelphia fans at the restaurant. Yeah, it's kind of a mixture.
But it makes an interesting day over at the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
Oh, wow. So. I didn't know there was such hostility at the restaurant.
For football season.
It gets interesting during football season.
You better watch it during football season. Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
But
like I said, you know, it's a great time. It's a great time for barbecuing and grilling and entertaining. You know, this time of year, fall's coming. People like to, you know, they eat a little heavier than, you know, in the summer. And so, we're looking at different types of dishes. We want to, you know, you want to be able to, when you have folks come over, you want to be able to wow them a little bit. You know, they don't want to be, same thing, you know, serve them the same old thing every time.
Exactly. Back to Andres again. He's going to cook burgers.
So that was a good lead-in to today's, what we're talking about today, what we're going to talk about cooking today.
What are we talking about today? I'm excited.
Bacon burger dogs.
Ooh, that is a heart attack on a bun.
that is good eating. That's great eating. That's great party eating.
That is. It's
great
for a
tailgate eating.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but you know, the bacon burger dog was made popular and made famous from the Cosby Show.
Back in the 80s, 90s?
Back in the 80s, yeah.
No way.
The Cosby Show was like Theo Huxtable's favorite food at the family barbecue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loved those bacon burger dogs.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. So today,
And we're actually going to talk about the today secret of how to make one.
How to make them. Mm. And actually, we're going to talk about two ways. We're going to talk about if you want it on a hot dog bun, which is actually bacon burger dog, if you're doing it on a hamburger bun. Okay. Now, the Huxtables, they made theirs using, they used a hot dog bun. I'm sorry. They used the hamburger bun.
Really?
Right. And so they just, you know, where they did the burger, the dog, the bacon, and just stacked them all up and added a little cheese, So we're going to talk about making them both ways today. So we're going to talk about how to make it and using a hot dog bun.
Oh, really?
Right. Which is a little more involved.
Uh-huh. It sounds like it.
A little
sounds
more
like
involved.
It. Huh. Yeah. All right. I'm intrigued to see how to make these. I may or may not be taking notes.
No, they taste fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing some in this coming up weekend.
Get out of here.
Bacon burger dogs. Oh, I'm going to be doing bacon burger cheese dogs.
So but you can have cheese or non-cheese. You can decide if the cheese is
Some people want cheese. Some people don't.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Flavor.
Right. So anyways, the ingredients that we're talking about here, we're talking about hamburger. My preference is 80-20.
Right.
As far as fat content. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, 85-15 at the most.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I prefer 80-20.
Okay.
Yeah, I prefer,
the fat gives it more flavor.
Right, more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with the 80-20. Hot dogs. You can just pick up, any of this stuff you can pick up at your local grocery store.
Sure.
You can get some fancy hot dogs, maybe with the natural casing, just regular hot dogs are going to work.
Yeah.
You can get the, I know how you like those Hebrew Nationals.
Oh my gosh, those are so good. They're like the best hot dogs ever created on mankind, earth.
But
it is so good.
Right. So, but you can, just any type of hot dog will do.
Right.
But, if you want one with a natural casing or something like that, that's good.
Folks, just go Hebrew National. Just ignore what he just got those. Just go Hebrew National. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry.
Right. All right. Bacon. So we don't want to use the thick cut bacon. Let's just use regular bacon. Yeah, the thick cut bacon is going to take too long to cook, and it's not going to...
Oh, that's right.
Right.
It's thick.
So, you're right. We don't want the thick cut bacon. We want just regular bacon. It could be smoked or non-smoked. It could be applewood, hickory, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever bacon you like, that's the bacon you select.
Okay.
Want to get us some nice hot dog rolls if you're going to do them in this hot dog style.
Interesting.
And hamburger buns, nice brioche bun, whatever it is you use for your hamburger, whatever you like. Some people like those potato buns.
Yeah.
Really
ones
nice
with sesame
buns.
Seeds
I think all onion the bits. Ingredients are important.
Yeah.
You don't want to make a great burger dog and then the next thing you put it on some, jacked up bread.
Yeah, true.
Right. So
or bread, just bread.
So bread matters.
Yeah,
bread
I agree.
Does matter.
I agree.
So, and all these things you can get at the, in these ingredients.
That may or may not be a shirt I'm wearing. Bread does matter.
There you go. Bread does matter.
It does.
Right.
Because it makes or break a meal.
Right.
It really does.
Right. So you're going to put that t-shirt
Absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. I want to sell that and start selling it on the website and start selling it. Bread does matter. Every ingredient matters. Perkin.
Yeah, every ingredient. Yes, it does. So anyway, let's talk about prep.
Okay.
Okay. So
how do we prep this?
Right.
Sounds like a lot of meats that we're cooking at one time.
Yeah.
Like this.
Well, okay.
What are
so
we
the
do?
First thing we're going to talk about is how to do it in the hot dog style.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, which is really a hot dog wrapped in hamburger and bacon.
Wrapped in hamburger.
Hamburger and bacon. That's what we're talking about. And then we're going to grill it.
Okay.
So the first thing we do is we take out, I would say, about a half a pound of burger.
Okay.
And you want the burger to be cool, just pulling it out of the refrigerator or something. So it's easy to work with.
Yeah.
So then you take your burger, you make it, put it whatever your seasonings that you enjoy in your hamburger, season it up.
Yeah.
And then you're going to take it, kind of form it in your hand, put it down, and then you're going to flatten it out.
Okay.
Anywhere to... you know, a quarter of an inch to an eighth of an inch.
Oh, wow.
Right there. And so what we're going to do now, if you're going to use cheese, you would put cheese on first. You put a couple of slices of cheese on the burger. But if you're not going to use cheese, what you're going to do at this point is you're going to take the hot dog, put it on the hamburger, and then just roll it up.
You gotta roll
the burger around the hot dog.
Ain't that something?
Right. Roll it, kind of form it. Now you got a hamburger encased hot dog.
Wow, it's like a pig in a blanket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a, cow in a blanket. It's a blanket.
It's a cow in a blanket.
It's a hot dog in a cow blanket.
Right.
So after that, what you're going to do is you're going to take the strips of bacon. So you're going to take it, and then you're going to wrap the burger dog in bacon. And so
none of this is cooked
And this
yet.
Is going to be, no, none of it's cooked. So it's diagonally, you're going to just kind of like, you know,
wrap
slight diagonally and just wrap it around.
Like a cord almost.
Wrap it
you're
around,
wrapping it around like a
wrap
cord.
Wrap it around.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. And so now you just one piece and, you know, enough bacon pieces so you've wrapped the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then so that, and the thing is when that bacon cooks, it's going to just tighten up around that burger dog,
right,
hold everything together.
It shrinks a little bit.
It's going to shrink on the grill.
Yeah.
Right. And so there you go. So now you have, you form the burger dog.
Ain't
the bacon burger dog.
Ain't
it's
that
there.
Something.
And so you just, how many ever you're going to prepare, just prepare them. And the thing about this is that you could do this in advance. So say, you know, I'm going to do some burger dogs, I'm going to do a bunch of them, and I don't have time the next day. You could just do it, let them sit in the fridge overnight.
Really?
Right, right. Or prep them earlier.
Sure.
Or you could prep them and then take them to the tailgate.
Okay.
You know, put them in a container, already have them ready to go.
Sure.
Take them to the tailgate. You just bust them out.
Sure.
Take them out of the cooler.
And everyone goes, oh.
Grill's great. And then you just, you know,
store it in there. And if you have a traveling, you know, portable
grill.
Right,
I mean, tailgate, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, figuring, But so anyway, so now you have your bacon burger dog ready to put on the grill. So the next thing we're talking about, so how do we set up the grill this time? So,
Are we going to go direct heat?
No, we're going to go two zone.
Get out.
We're going to go two zone. And so we got a hot side and no heat on one side. I mean, and an indirect
direct
side.
Heat. Right.
Right.
So
we're
going to
cook these dogs indirect and
get
indirect
out.
Heat.
Now, okay, why indirect?
Well, I mean, because if we put a direct heat, that bacon's going to burn. Everything's going
to...
You're
going to
cook it too fast.
You want
it more evenly cooking.
Cooked. Yeah.
Right,
everywhere.
Right, right.
All
evenly
of it.
Cooking. Right. The whole bacon burger dog. Right. So what you're going to do, set up two zones. You're going to have a... You're going to have the flame on one side, coals on one side, and the other side is nothing.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so the temperature that we want to cook at is about, you know, we want the grill at about 350 to 400 degrees.
Okay.
But we're going to, so then, so we get the grill ready.
Yeah.
The grill's ready. And then so we take the burger dogs and put them on the indirect side.
Okay.
And then we just close the top.
And that's it.
Right. So, and it doesn't matter if you got a charcoal grill, you got a gas grill, either one. This is how you do it.
Oh, wow.
Right, right, right. So now the burger dogs are there. And depending on your equipment, it's going to take anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes for the burger dogs to cook.
Wow.
Right, right, right.
This is all, well, that's because it's indirect. It's not
direct. It's indirect. I mean, and the thing is, so yeah, it's because it's indirect. And you want it to cook a little you know, slower.
Sure.
But I mean, the heat is high.
Right.
But, you know, you want it to cook evenly. So that's why we have it on indirect heat.
Are we flipping it? Are you moving
it? No,
you
don't have to flip it. You don't have to do anything.
Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Get out. This is where a Bluetooth digital thermometer would come into play.
Well.
Yeah? Or no?
You could say that. But, you know, we don't want to really be sticking our hot dogs or sticking our burgers because the juices are going to flow out.
That's true. You'll lose
the
juices.
Right, right. So what I would say is to check, so when is it done? I said, so about 30, 40 minutes. You're looking at the bacon. When the bacon gets to a certain, you know, however you like your bacon. And and if we're using a digital thermometer or any kind of thermometer, meat thermometer, then we're talking about the meat that we're talking about. I'm talking about hamburger. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about ground meat. And the thing about it, ground meat needs to go to 165 degrees.
Ah.
Yeah, that's the safe temperature for ground meat.
Got it.
Right. So 165 degrees. So if you break out your handy dandy digital mama, you look at them saying, well, they look done, but I'm just going to test one. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And so 165, you're good. Anywhere 165 or above.
Sure.
It's great.
And it's really the burger you're testing, right?
Well, you test the whole thing all through, because once the burger's on it,
right,
you need to go into the hot dog too. But once the burger, so it's got to be 165 in the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair.
Right, and then it's done. So from there, I mean, the other thing we didn't talk about as far as prep is the condiments. You know, we didn't mention the condiments, and you want to have those. You want to have all that ready before you pull this stuff off the grill.
Sure.
So you're taking. You want. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what your condiments are. What you like: mustard, ketchup, pickles, relish. You might want some jalapenos, some mayo.
Yeah.
It's whatever you use.
Sure.
Right, but tomatoes. You want to prep all that. Have it ready for when this stuff comes off the grill.
Right. Does it have to rest any when it comes off the grill?
Not really. I mean, and so as it's about to get done, you may want to go and take your hot dog rolls or your hamburger rolls and throw them on the grill too. Mm. And just open them, throw them on the grill, let them get a little toasty.
Sure.
A little toasty.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, you're pulling bacon burger dogs or bacon burger cheese dogs off
the grill.
And man, you are gonna have one happy crowd.
Absolutely.
One happy crowd.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be so full, so happy.
yeah.
Cheering on their teams that they will not disclose who their favorite team is, by the way.
I mean, and then the word, you know, that's man, I just that those bacon burger dogs are so good.
They'll forget about the game.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know about all that, but but anyway, you know, your reputation for great game food.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be off the chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Only more points. Yeah. But that's the bacon burger dog. That's the dog when you do it that way.
Yeah.
Now, on the Cosby Show, they did it more the hamburger way. So really, what we're talking about now, if you just want to do it, and most of the time that I've made these is done it that way, because I kind of prefer hamburgers, personally. Mm-hmm. So really, you just cook the half-pound hamburger, you know, to the temperature that you like the burgers.
Sure.
You go ahead and grill the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And with bacon burger dog, the hamburger style, you slice the hot dogs open and you grill them. Yeah, grill them that way.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
And then, you know, you cook the bacon. You can cook it on a griddle. I mean, if you have the side burner, you can cook it in a skillet.
Or,
you know, any of those. You could cook it on one of the little griddles on the grill. Mm-hmm. However, or you could cook it in the house. Wherever you want to do.
Right.
However you want to do your bacon. You could do it in the oven, but that's it. So then you got all three meats cooked. I mean, while that burger's still on the grill, you could slap some cheese on there.
Yeah.
You know how we talked about making the perfect burger?
Exactly.
We've got a podcast for that.
Yes, we have an episode on this.
Right.
Yes.
We have a podcast episode for that. And but anyway, so you make all three items, and then you just stack them up.
Sure.
And then start adding the condiments.
Oh.
And there you go.
Wow.
Bacon, burger, dog. The hot dog, the hamburger style.
So you got the hot dog style and the hamburger style.
Right.
Whatever's your preference.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Dang.
So that's it.
It's... You know what this means, right? It's game on this weekend.
All right.
It's game on.
We want to hear.
Yeah.
And we want we want to challenge the doctor to do it the hot dog style.
Hot dog
wrapping
style.
Wrapping the burger and the dog with the bacon.
You got it.
And we'll check in with you next podcast.
Yeah.
To see, you know, how you did.
All right. Fair.
All right.
Fair.
All right. Well. All right.
That's my challenge.
That's it. So that is the bacon burger dog.
I got some hungry stomach to try it.
Just get out there and try it at your next event.
Yeah.
Your next queue, your next barbecue, your next, you know,
tailgate.
Folks coming by the game. Tailgate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just try it.
Do it.
Yeah,
do it,
I mean, and how can they let us know how they did?
Well, you know what they could do? The same thing that we're going to be reading from, they can just send us an email to getyourbbqon@gmail.com. Getyourbbqon@gmail.com. Send us pictures. Let us know how it... What did you do? What was your ingredients? What did you use? Did you do hamburger style or hot dog style?
Right.
Or Gundam style? Which one did you do? Mm-hmm. Let us know. Getyourbbqon@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
Of course. You know, speaking of... it's not a good segue. But speaking of doctor, you know what? We should really talk about who pays the bills. See, that's bad segue. There is no way that I was going to do a good segue on that one.
That was really bad.
You know what? I'm deducting some points from my score.
It'll be okay.
But tell us, in a points of score, who is paying for our bills and keeping the lights on at the podcast?
Yeah, well... Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast with Ken Alexander and my co-host, the doctor, brought to you by Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Dun, dun, dun.
Located at 5250 East 22nd Street in Tucson, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on down and get some of this award-winning barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Ken's and get your barbecue on.
The three-peat is coming. The three-peat is coming.
The three-peat is coming.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the show's also brought to you by the folks over at J&L, J&L Online Consulting, doing amazing work on social media marketing. Can we talk about social media marketing for a second? Man, if you're not doing social media marketing the way you need to be, no one's going to find you. True story.
Mm.
And... that is what they specialize in, social media marketing strategy. You can find them by going to JANDLOnlineconsulting.com. That's JANDLOnlineconsulting.com.
All right. Thanks for that.
Of course.
Thanks for that, doctor.
No problem.
Okay, so now it's time for us to answer a listener question.
It is time for us to answer a listener question. Ken, this is a good one. I read this question. I was like, ha. This is my question for Ken. You ready?
Okie doke.
Comes from Phil from Yuma, Arizona. What is the best way to keep track of the temperature of multiple meats being cooked at the same time?
Okay, multiple meats being cooked at the same time, Phil. So I have to make a few assumptions here. So
all right.
I'm assuming that Phil is talking about barbecuing, which is low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if he's grilling, you have to be pretty attentive and stand pretty close to the grill because it's fast and high heat.
Yeah.
So we're talking about... so there's a couple ways you can do it. One is you definitely need to have an idea when or how long the food is going to take to get to the correct temperature.
Absolutely.
Internal temperature.
You got to know your meat and their equipment.
You have to know your meat, whether it's, if it's a roast or whether it's chicken or whatever. You just need, and then the internal temperature that you're trying to reach too.
Right.
I mean, there's an internal temperature when it's safe to eat, but then there's also an internal temperature that you're trying to reach for a level of tenderness or juiciness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's a couple ways to track it. One is, you could always use the Bluetooth thermometers. So
true.
If you have, say you have your smoker and you've got a pork bun and a brisket and maybe a chicken or whatever is on there. Of course, you want to have them in a place where they can't cross-contaminate.
Right.
Otherwise, everything would have to go to chicken temperature.
Right. Of course.
But anyway, so you can use Bluetooth thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up the Bluetooth thermometers, and then, that's the high-tech way of doing it. Otherwise, the other thing is you have a digital thermometer, and you have an idea as to how long it's going to take to get ready. And so, when those time comes up, you just go in, hit them with the digital thermometer.
Sure.
And just test it.
Yeah.
That's it. And, again, it's not that difficult.
No.
It's not that difficult at all.
No. Just know your meat.
You have to, that's it. You have to know your meat and know the temperature that you're trying to reach. And there's, like I said, if you have an idea of how much time it takes, 30, an hour or so before it gets, it reaches that temperature, you can go in and do a little check and see where you are.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, so say you, then that's for barbecuing. Right. Now, if you are grilling, and same thing, just know what your meats are. If you got steaks or chops or something like that,
right,
just well, what temperature, what am I trying to reach, and know what it is. And if you have chicken, chicken's always 165.
Right. Yeah. And by itself.
Yeah.
Unless you're cooking other chicken with it.
Right. So there we go.
Absolutely.
Phil, I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think it will. I know it helped me, as always, because it helped me remember to know my meat.
Right.
And also know your equipment, too.
Right.
You got to be know your equipment.
Definitely know your equipment.
Absolutely. And Phil, I hope this answered your question. And folks, you can leave us even more questions by sending us an email. Quick and simple. GetYourBBQOn@gmail.com. That's GetYourBBQOn@gmail.com. And Ken will answer your question and I'll say yes.
All righty. So it's that time for us to check in with the doctor.
I
thought you had theme music.
I don't have to sing it anymore. Hey, man. So let me tell you what I've been doing on the grill. Let me tell you about this weekend. So over the weekend, I wanted to grill something, but I didn't want to grill something. It's kind of like a kind of a mix. So what I did, and I wanted to cook something nice and fast
because
I just wanted to be in and out and done. So I have these like secret, not really secret, I found them on the internet, but these really, really cool recipes that require some aluminum foil. You'll make a pouch and you put all your food and ingredients in that pouch and you grill it.
Right.
Aluminum pretty cool.
foil, the
so,
grill master's friend.
Yeah. Not best, but it's up there as one of the friends. Not the best, not the best, though.
The grill master, pit master.
He's a good friend, a very good friend. Absolutely. So what you do, and what I did here today, or over the weekend, is I got some aluminum foil. I cut up some red potatoes.
Little mini red potatoes
like that. I'm sprinkling them on to the aluminum foil. Got some chicken. Marinated that bad boy with some good old barbecue sauce. Throw that bad boy in there.
All in aluminum foil.
All in aluminum foil. Got some olive oil. Sprinkle some olive oil. And then it was my favorite part. Playing with seasoning and flavor. And for this flavor, it was some onion, some thyme, in a little bit of like a Western sauce that I've kind of created.
Like a Western
seasoning that I've kind of created for myself. So I sprinkled that bad boy, hit it with that bad boy. And then I closed the
sealed
pouch
it
up
really tight.
Nice and tight. I poke a little hole. Oh yeah. Poke a hole so that way I can take the temperature really quick and easy. Oh, the chicken. Because I had to put the chicken in it, right? Throw it on the grill. Let it cook. And man, it when you have the right seasoning, you have the right flavor, the whole neighborhood is going to basically smell and get jealous of what you're making. What are they doing now over there? That's what I love to hear. I was like, what were you cooking? Literally, the next day, they're like, what were you grilling over there? That smelled great. I'm like, I know. Yeah. And I walked away, didn't tell them what I made. So it was smelling amazing. After about a good, 10 minutes or so, everything was done. Brought it inside. Throw some cheese on that bad boy. Wow. Let the cheese melt and then sealed it back up. Let the cheese melt. Ooh, bon appetit. Yeah. It was so good. And the flavor. Oh, all the flavors coming together.
So you're saying you had through the pouch important. On there, you had cut the chicken up, seasoned it. And you had it on high heat or something, and direct. You cooked it directly on there.
High heat. Oh, and directly.
And it was about,
on the small grill, too.
Yeah, okay.
10 minutes.
Okay. Great.
Easy. It was great because I didn't have to cook any other sides or anything because everything was right there. That is the way you grill for the summer. That is the way.
Right.
When it's too hot out and humid outside, this is how you do it. Man, the flavor. My daughter came home and she was just so hungry. She tried it and all she could talk about was this tastes amazing.
That is what you want to
hear. That's what you want to hear.
That is what you want to hear.
That's what you want to hear.
All right. Sounds like another great barbecue venture, adventure.
Absolutely.
For the doctor.
Absolutely. I got to clean the big grill before these bacon burger dogs because it's a little dirty. So
yeah, give it a little cleaning before you give it some love. Burger dogs this weekend. All right. All right.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Thank you so much, doctor.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. Man, I learned a lot. This was a good show.
I tell you what, though, it's made me pretty excited about this weekend when I'm going to do these bacon burger dogs. It's past lunchtime.
Yeah.
I'm a little hungry, so yeah, it's just adding to it. But, hey, we really appreciate you listening in to Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast with Ken Alexander and the co-host, The Doctor. Thank you so much, and listen in next time.